This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape begins a journey to fight for a future for apes and humans alike. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
As you may have realized, I watch a lot of sports. That's why I like Prime Video. It has all my sports in one app, like the National Women's Soccer League, included with Prime. Plus, you can buy Premier Boxing or stream the NHL and NBA playoffs on Max with the Bleacher Report Sports add-on or add Paramount Plus for the Masters on CBS. Prime Video. It's all your favorite sports in one place. Restrictions apply. Prime membership required for add-on subscriptions. See Amazon.com/AmazonPrime for details.
It is getting that time of the year. It's Miller time. You don't need a watch or a clock to tell you. It's Miller time. Weather gets a little bit warmer. All of a sudden, the beer gets a little colder.
It's beer cracking season.
Okay. I don't know if it says that on the calendar. Miller Lite. Great taste, less filling. Tastes like Miller time. To get Miller Lite delivered right to your door, visit MillerLite.com/Patrick, or you can find it pretty much anywhere that sells beer. And as always, please celebrate responsibly. Miller Brewing Company, Milwaukee, Wisconsin. 96 calories per 12 ounces. Fewer calories and carbs than premium regular beer. Miller Lite.
You are listening to the Dan Patrick Show on Fox Sports Radio.
What up? Good morning to you. Doug Gottlieb. Jason McIntyre in for Dan and the Danettes here on the Dan Patrick Show, Fox Sports Radio, brought to you by Mercedes-Benz. They say good things come to those who wait. The 2022 Mercedes-Benz SUV family proves otherwise. It takes no time at all to set up a test drive at your local Mercedes-Benz dealer. Learn more at mbusa.com. Last night, Steph Curry was Steph Curry. The Philadelphia 76ers seem to have quieted any of that. They're going to get eliminated and Doc Rivers is going to get fired and leave and go to the LA Lakers sort of discussion thus far. There's your like basic NBA recap. We're a little bit more than a week away from the NFL draft, which seems to lack a lot or even a little buzz. A lot of that because of the quarterbacks, right? Or the lack thereof quarterbacks, which gets us to, I'd like to discuss, believe it or not, Colin Kaepernick, but let me just put a cap on something before Jason, before we get to a Kaepernick discussion. Frank Isola is going to join us upcoming here in 20 minutes. Of course, Frank covers the NBA, has a show on SiriusXM covering only the NBA. It's like, look, the Kyrie Irving injury thing is a thing. It's impossible not to point out that, you know, from Duke when he had the big toe injury to, you know, he tore his knee his first year in the NBA finals with LeBron. You know, he had the mesh that got and screws that got infected in his knee when he was with the Boston Celtics, you know, to even getting hurt last year. Most of it is bad luck. It just is. It's bad luck. That dude has been, he's walked underneath ladders or something. I mean, missed 27% of his games in his career. So has he not performed at the highest level as often as LeBron James? Of course not. But this is a little bit like the Chris Paul thing. It's like, look, it's really hard to tell. But when he is healthy, I mean, he was amazing the other night. So I think diminishing anything he does on the floor, on the offensive side of the basketball, is a mistake. The problem with Kyrie Irving is, he's so busy trying to prove that he knows more about so many different topics. We're just like, dude, just go play. That's kind of where I think.
The earth is flat, Doug. The earth is flat.
Yeah, I thought that was just a challenge to, hey, you know, when people say things, let's take a look at them. The problem is, like, he dug in his heels on that deal. Like, the wild conspiracy
theorist. It's tough to take
guy,
him seriously, man.
Yeah, it's, I struggle with that one. You start going Earth is flat, and then you lose me. You lose me. I'm actually, I kind of get the ridding the spirits with sage. Like, that's...
Oh, stop it. Come on.
There's lots of people who believe in that.
I get it, yeah.
Lots of 30-year-old men? Like, you're trying to get rid of bad juju, you take some sage, you burn. Like, if it works, you know?
That's what you're doing to get rid of bad juju. Is that what you do?
I have done it, yeah.
You burn sage, Doug.
Yeah. You're supposed to do it. You come in a new house, you're supposed to do it.
That's like an old wives' tale. You know, we toyed with the idea recently of buying a teardown and building a house. And, you know, my dad, of course, he's not listening, but he's in Florida. And, you know, he's old school. He's like, hey, just remember, you want the front door to face this way and the oven. And I'm just like, stop. All that stuff. Yeah, he's way into that. And I can't buy fully into that stuff, you know? I can't get feng shui and burning sage.
It is a several thousand year old holistic remedy.
Holistic.
And it also, like, there's also...
Sound like Matisse Thybul.
No, I'm just, look, I'm sorry, I'm not sympathetic towards people who are told they need to be vaccinated and chose not to do so. You know, I'm not sympathetic towards...
Oh, that's a sick burn toward Anthony Fauci. No, I'm just kidding.
No, not towards Anthony Fauci. If you misheard me or if I misspoke, I said I'm not sympathetic towards people who were not vaccinated after they were told they needed to be to perform their job.
Oh, okay. Mel Kiper.
Yeah. No, I mean, like, look, somebody told you had to do it. If you have to do it for your job, then do it. That's it. You know, if you have some grave medical condition, then you go and you go, I got some grave medical condition and I can't.
I do like Mel Kiper.
You knew you had to be vaccinated. They said you have to do it to work. Then you go do it. Sorry, that's the way it works.
Life.
Correct. We sometimes, you know, if you try the not, I want to go to college and not be vaccinated, inoculated for other things. Everybody got inoculated when they went to college and nobody asked questions about it and said they did their own research, you know. But anyway, the burning sage thing is actually, like, healthy for you. So I'm not going to, there are parts of Kyrie that you do, it does, I think he does want to make you think, and I can appreciate that. Like, hey, why is it okay that somebody calls me a CS or somebody calls me an MF? Like, why is that okay?
Ah.
And the truth is it's not. The truth is it's not. It's like, look, you can boo, you can yell at guys, you can yell you suck or whatever. There's just a level where you're like, really? Like, that's what we're doing here? On the other hand, that shouldn't empower you to give it back to them. You can, but I don't think that's a path, because in addition to them being your paying customers, there's plenty of other paying customers that's not what they came to
see.
Well,
Doug, you've seen the movie Gladiator, right? I think this is where the sports all emanates from. Like, the gladiators were in the ring. You could say whatever you wanted. People threw stuff at them. That's where it came from. And, you know, some of these athletes, the modern athletes, are saying, well, it was that way thousands of years ago. Why is it that way still? And a lot of these conventional wisdom norms are being flipped, right?
Yeah.
I mean, mental health, Doug, can you imagine a professional football player or NBA player 20 years ago saying, I need time off for mental health? Hell, 15 years ago, 30 years ago, no way. And now it's like, you know, that's fine. Do that. You need it. We all need a mental break. And things are changing.
I don't think in football mentality. It is. I think in basketball mentality, again, it's only flipped in these guys, in which it's one thing to challenge conventional wisdom. It's another thing to shut down or to, you know, to hurl an insult back at a fan. Like, that may look cool on social media. That does not look cool in
Doug, here's a comp, right? So you open social media in the morning, you brush your teeth, you go to the bathroom, you do your normal things. You open social media, you happen to look at your mentions, and it's, I don't know, let's just say 20 people are saying, F you were wrong about this, you suck, you shouldn't talk about sports, blah, blah, blah. Yeah. Okay? In no way, shape, or form would anyone ever do that to you in public. So why should they be allowed to go on your social media and send all these nasty, like, idiotic things? They don't know you. They're anonymous. That's not how it should be. So obviously we block those people. I don't need that in my life. There's no, for no reason should anybody be able to MF me for me just saying, no, I think the Pelicans are choking dogs. So I am easily able to block them. Now, Doug, you've been in sports media longer than I have. I only moved out here to LA to do FS1 and radio 6 years ago. In my time out here, I have never once had people come up to me and say anything like they do on social media. People come up, oh, Jay, I love your stuff. I can't believe you said this. Smiling, laughing, want to talk, engage about sports. Fine. Nobody ever does that. I don't know if it's happened to you before, but it's never happened to me. Even people drunk coming up to me at Dodger Stadium, Lakers games, they're all like, oh, dude, what's up, man? Congrats. Let me get a picture. It's all very normal. But on social media, people get different. People get liquored up in the crowd. They want to say stuff to Kyrie Irving.
Yeah.
I've got no problem with him firing back stuff. I have absolutely no problem with these athletes. They should not be subjected to some of this vile comments coming out of these liquored up drunk idiots' mouths.
So here's but this is, what do you do? You either mute them or you block them, right?
Easy right? For me, yes.
Okay. No, so an NBA player, if they want, and somebody yells at them, they can go right to the officials and point the guy out, and there is no discussion.
Mm-hmm.
They're escorted from the building.
Yes, LeBron has done that. But why?
Correct.
Here's the question. Why hasn't Kyrie done that? That is when we start
because
to really drill down.
He believes that he's fueling, that energy is fueling him. And it does create, like, look, again, as you know, I cut my teeth in this industry covering college basketball, right? But the crazy thing about it is if you ask fans, be like, well, I really love college basketball. It's just so much more energy, and they play so much harder. It's like, look, if you watch the NBA playoffs in comparison to college basketball's NCAA tournament, which is incredibly popular, it's a great event. The NCAA tournament does not have great atmospheres in every game. Most games, as a matter of fact, do not even have good atmospheres because they're neutral sites, they're split up amongst eight schools or whatever in terms of the tickets. The NBA playoffs, like that atmosphere the other night and what it's going to be tomorrow night is unbelievable. Okay, but if people step over the line, yeah, you got to do what you've done. I've made the mistake before, bro. I was at ESPN, and this is, man, I'm old. This is like 15 years ago, and you used to contractually have to do a chat, like during basketball season, once a week. You'd sit down with, or you know, you'd sit down with an editor, and they'd put you in a chat room. You remember chats?
I do.
And you know, I always get the Notre Dame credit card thing, whatever, you know, some sort of loser commentary. And as a gag one time, I came back at two different people, and I think your website ran it actually.
Oh, that's possible.
Where I said something along the lines of, hey man, listen, just when I say 30 minutes or less of my pizza, 30 minutes or less, you know, is it my pizza? Get my pizza to my house in 30 minutes or less, right? And then there was some other insult, somebody else, and I just said, listen, can you tell your mom I left my Jordans at her? Yeah. Right? It was just like your mom jokes.
I love those.
Very, very sophomoric. Yeah. I did not curse, you know, I didn't. So I got called in at ESPN. There's a guy named Mark Gross, who's I think a good dude. And even after this, I still think he was good at what he did. I thought it was a massive overreaction. He called in. He's like, look, we're going to suspend you for a week. I was like, for what? For hurling insults at our paying customer, at our fans. I was like, when did I do that? He's like, here's this chat. He said, we were at a table and I thought we should fire you.
Oh,
and
my God.
Like, what? He's like, you got to understand, like, those people, like, if you pay attention, those are the only thing people pay attention to is when you comment on it, which is like the quote retweet thing, you know, and you can't punch down. It makes us all look bad. Those are your customers. These are the people that come for your information. Now, I don't agree totally, but I do understand. Like, I understand, like, you represent something way more and way bigger, and you're above that, and you have to act like you're above that. Now, there's somewhere in between using it for your energy and fueling you and being above it, and that's where Kyrie and KD need to be. Instead, they're down in the mud, and they're letting the bags bring them to the, you know, the DBs bring them to their level. That's what it feels like.
Huh. But, interesting, Doug. I will say, I love how you say that. going at people on a chat. Now, that chats don't exist in 2022.
But it's just like Twitter. I mean, like, you know, I totally understand where these guys are going. Like, look, man, they, you know, I'll post something on Instagram about, you know, my daughter's turned 16 last week, and you'll get somebody that slides in and wants to post something about something you said on a radio show or a TV show. Like, really?
Yeah.
Like, what are we doing? But, you know, as you get older, you just go like, I'm just going to block this person.
Yeah.
I'm just gonna,
yeah. There's,
you know,
no point.
Like, whatever. But I've got myself, because every corporation is the same. You know, I've worked for three of them.
Yeah.
Right? I'm at CBS. They're like, dude, you can't. Why? Yeah. Why can't I?
Well, I will say, Doug, listen, you've had a front row seat to this as well. You know that and I hope I'm not insulting people in this one, and that's probably a bad intro. But, Doug, you know that guys who are married and have the kids and they've got, like, they leave work and you leave work, right? You're at home hanging with the fam. You guys are going out to dinner. You're doing your thing. You got the kids, their homework, their youth sports. Like, you're busy. You don't have time to be on social media all the friggin' time seeing all the damn dumb comments. It doesn't get in your head, because guess what? Who cares? I've got other stuff going on in my life.
But it's never gotten in your head?
No. Doug, I'm very fortunate.
I'll just be honest. It absolutely has. You know, I'd say years ago, I would say it was, I'm probably going to go... like 9 years ago,
huh.
I thought I was in that for like a year and a half there. I was like in that dark space of constantly checking the phone. Now, I never checked my mentions. It was more the replies, you know, notifications and the replies.
Well, Doug, we know people, I'm not going to name them here, but we've been front row for people who don't have a lot going on in their social life outside of work.
Sure.
And this stuff gets to them big time. If you let it get to you, it can. If you don't compartmentalize and walk away from this and just enjoy life and forget about these haters and these losers, it can get to you. Now, I know Kyrie Irving, I think somebody that he's with, a girlfriend or ex or whatever, he has a kid, he has some stuff going on. So I just wonder how much of it is he's letting the outside stuff get to him. Because I'll tell you right now, Doug, he's really opening himself up big time. Like, it's one thing for us to say, the Pelicans stink.
He's letting it get to him. Bro, he had 39 points.
But they lost. And if they lose again, and by the way, he was not great on the final possession.
The last three possessions.
Well, he hit the three.
Defense and one on offense.
The three was incredible. But he basically said, I want this final bucket, you know, when they were up one.
And
they double teamed him, and he waited too damn long. KD had to force like a 25-footer off balance. I thought that was a bad possession by your so-called leader. And then Kyrie and KD both got caught ball watching, basically, on the Jason Tatum cut. Just such a, you know, I know you are big in basketball, coach your kids. I instantly called my kids over. I paused the TV. I rewound. I go, guys, look at what Jason Tatum does. He simply cuts to the basket. He doesn't just stand there with his hand up, cuts to the basket. Look at the defenders, just ball watching. And it's just a great basketball teachable moment. And listen, Kyrie will be better in game two. But, Doug, I'm just saying, they go down 0-2. Wouldn't shock me if Barclays is booing in game three if they're in a hole of any kind. Because Kyrie put this team together, fired Atkinson, helped reshape the roster, allegedly, depending who you want to believe, drove James Harden out of town. And now you're like, oh, my gosh. You know, we've been waiting for this. What is this, year three with these guys?
Yeah.
And it's like, wait a minute, we can't even get out of the first round? And I'm just saying, Kyrie, he wants all the smoke. That's fine. I just be ready for the fallout if they cannot get by Boston.
That's fascinating. All right, coming up next, here's what we're going to do. We'll get to the Kaepernick stuff a little later on this hour. And it's like I almost feel apologetic talking about Kaepernick because I think most people are like, dude, it's over, right? But maybe it's not over. It's an interesting discussion. We'll get to that in the hour. But coming up next, Frank Isola is going to join us. Of course, he has SiriusXM NBA show. We'll ask him about Kyrie and whether or not his approach is good for the league. That's next on the Dan Patrick Show.
Be sure to catch the live edition of the Dan Patrick Show weekdays at 9 a.m. Eastern, 6 a.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Hey, what's up, everybody? It's me, three-time Pro Bowler LeVar Arrington, and I couldn't be more excited to announce a new podcast called Up On Game. What is Up On Game, you ask? along with my fellow Pro Bowler, TJ Hushmanzada, and Super Bowl champion, yep, that's right, Plexico Burress. You can only name a show with that type of talent on it, Up On Game. We're going to be sharing our real-life experiences loaded with teachable moments. Listen to Up On Game with me, LeVar Arrington, TJ Hushmanzada, and Plexico Burress on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts from.
Well, it's halftime, and the scoreboard's not looking good. You're feeling low. You're not sure you can pull out the win. But that's when you dig deep. Lift your head up. You say to yourself, time to get back in the game. Pull off some bank heists. Take as much of your friend's money as you possibly can.
See, and that's right. The smash hit mobile game Monopoly Go lets you compete with your friends to get the most riches and the biggest empire. It's the Monopoly you love, but on your phone, anytime, with tons of new twists, including leaderboards to compare your progress to your buddies. There's so much to do.
Yeah, you could play countless dynamic Monopoly boards. You can make your friends bankrupt by smashing their landmarks with a wrecking ball. That's new. I don't remember that from the old Monopoly game, but it sounds awesome. And you can charge players rent for your iconic properties. Great.
You can even work with your friends to crack open community chests and in tournaments to get extra rewards and climb the leaderboard. I'm in for sure.
So get out there, put on your game face, download Monopoly Go right now for free at the App Store or Google Play. Let's go.
This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise, set several generations after the last installment, in which apes are the dominant species. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape will fight for the future of apes and humans alike and embark on a journey that will redefine the planet. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and in theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
It is getting that time of the year. It's Miller time. You don't need a watch or a clock to tell you. It's Miller time. Weather gets a little bit warmer. All of a sudden, the beer gets a little colder.
It's beer cracking season.
Okay. I don't know if it says that on the calendar. It's a beer that strips away everything you don't need and holds on to what matters the most. It's a light beer that tastes like beer. That's why I reach for a Miller Lite. And it's less filling, only 96 calories. They've been doing this since 1975. They have perfected it. You know, that summer afternoon, we're coming into that time of the year, be like, oh, man.
Crack one?
Yes, or two. Don't look at your watch. Don't look at the clock. Don't look at the calendar. You know. Miller Lite, the great taste, less filling, tastes like Miller time. To get Miller Lite delivered right to your door, visit MillerLite.com/Patrick, or you can pretty much find it anywhere that sells beer. Celebrate responsibly. Miller Brewing Company, Milwaukee, Wisconsin. 96 calories per 12 ounces. Fewer calories, fewer carbs than premium regular beer. Miller Lite. NBA fans, listen up. You got to try Pick 6, the newest fantasy app from DraftKings, an official partner of the NBA. Getting started is really simple. Select a player who will have more or less of a stat. For example, will a player have more than one rebound or will a player have less than 3.5 assists? Pick your favorite players and compete for big cash prizes. Download the new DraftKings Pick 6 app now using the promo code DPSHOW and take on the competition with your best NBA player picks. Only on DraftKings Pick 6 with the promo code DPSHOW, the crown is yours.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 18 plus in most eligible states. Age varies by jurisdiction. Eligibility restrictions apply. Pick 6 not available in all states, including but not limited to Connecticut and New York. For up-to-date list of states, visit dkng.co/pick6states. Void where prohibited. See terms at pick6.draftkings.com/promos.
Good morning to you. Dan Patrick Show rolls on Fox Sports Radio. All right, Frank Isola is going to join us in about 5 minutes. Here's what I want to do, Jason. Jason McIntyre, who, of course, founded the Big Lead. You can now see him on Fox Sports 1. You hear him on Fox Sports Radio. You can listen to the Doug Gottlieb Show daily, 3 to 6 Eastern, 12, 3 Pacific, your iHeartRadio app, Fox Sports Radio, or if you listen to us on Sirius XM, same channel, every afternoon at 3 on the East and noon on the West. But Colin Kaepernick was on the I'm an Athlete podcast. And again, like I don't know where you are, Jason, but it's Cam Newton is kind of going to be in that discussion point now as for this offseason and preseason and during the season, somebody gets hurt, and why don't you bring in Cam Newton, like, because he can't throw a football anymore and he doesn't want to be really want to be a backup. But they all say they want to be backups. Or do they? Or do they? So, but the Kaepernick thing is interesting because as much as there was this sense from some in public, many in mainstream media, that he was blackballed out of the National Football League, the reality is back when he first was released by the Niners, there was a sense, or people believe, they couldn't sign him for less than he wanted starter money. Remember, he visited Seattle, and Pete Carroll kept saying, like, well, he wants to be a starter, right? He wants, and they had Russell Wilson, and I'm sure Russell Wilson nixed that deal. Like, no way, no how, we're bringing that thing into, bringing that circus into my locker room. You know? But he said he changed, and this is what he said to Brandon Marshall.
I think more than anything, it's a passion. Like, you had those dreams from when you were a kid. I mean, like, I'm going to be an NFL player, and I'm going to win a Super Bowl. And for me, I have unfinished business on that front. I've been to the Super Bowl. Mm-hmm. We're one play away. It's like, well, I need to finish that.
If you had a message for GMs and owners, and you wanted them to know anything right now, what would you say?
So, let me come in and compete. You have your roster. You had a team. Let me come in, compete, show you what I can do.
What do you think, Jace?
Yeah, I want to start here. So at the end of the first hour, you know, we always are texting about what we're going to talk about. And Doug's like, I want to talk about Kaepernick. And my instant response was going to be maybe an expletive or why. And I thought about it. I was like, all right, you know, Doug's passionate about this. I'll let him go. For me, somebody mentions Colin Kaepernick. I say, wait, the last time he threw a pass was
16.
Wait, is that right? 2016. Mm-hmm. 6 years ago, he threw a pass in the NFL. And he's a talking point now? And I love his quote. And again, what Kaepernick's done, hey, more power to him. Let me compete. You can evaluate me from there. Listen, you can't just climb in the ring with Ali and just say, hey, let me compete. Let me battle you. You know, and I joke to people when they say, I can't wait to play basketball against you. I say, you can't just climb in the ring with Ali. Obviously, I'm not Ali at basketball. That being said, like, it doesn't work that way. When Ron Rivera, when he was fired in Carolina, he ends up in Washington. You know what the first move he did, Doug? He brought in quarterbacks that he had worked with before, that knew his system. That's what you do in the NFL. When a certain guy gets to a certain TV network, what is the first thing he's going to do? He's going to bring in guys he knows that he works with, that he has a relationship with. You're not just bringing in random dudes off the street.
Across the board.
And again, I've got no problem with Kaepernick wanting to compete. I get that. But I don't see it happening. And, Doug, that's really all I got to say. Like, I don't see it happening. I'm sorry.
Well, that's where he screwed himself, okay, because you mentioned guys he worked with. And before they got Lamar Jackson, you know, that the Baltimore Ravens were kicking the tires, and Greg Roman's their offensive coordinator, and John Harbaugh, of course, I'm sure had faith in him from his relationship with his brother, Jim Harbaugh. Like, all that made sense. But then, of course, you know, his girlfriend at the time puts out a meme that likens the owner of the Ravens to Django Unchained, and that deal got nixed. So there was a smart landing spot for him to have another chance, and he kind of ruined it. And then, you know, you do a documentary and you call the NFL draft modern day slave trade. And I guess, are people supposed to forget all of that?
Yeah, well,
because 9 years ago was the last time you were really, really good in the league. Like,
what's the statute of limitations on comments like that, though? Like, listen,
it wasn't that long ago. It was within the calendar year that documentary dropped. And like, what he's saying, the problem with Kaepernick isn't the bringing him in. The problem is he's like, well, if I'm not good enough, cut me. Like, come on. We know what, like, you get cut and they keep somebody else. And, you're going to be told that he's only getting cut because of his political stance. I would guess that if he's not signed here before the NFL draft, it's really hard to see him, you know, get on a roster, because it's not just the guys that are drafted. It's all the undrafted free agents. But I like the fact that he said, hey, I'll come in at the minimum. The problem is that there was, though it's humble in terms of salary, it's not humble in terms of approach. Hey, I'm going to be the starter. Like, that's not. You're going to come in as a minimum guy. You're going to come in. His best chance of making it, I don't believe, is in that situation.
Let me give you a team. And again, I'm just floating this. I'm not fully saying I believe it. But you want to look at a team that has no chance of competing this year. They have an uncertain quarterback situation at best.
Well, you're talking Seattle?
But they have a coach with contract security. They have a GM with contract security. And the capper, and I really don't like using this word, Doug. I know it's like a popular buzzword. But they are, it's kind of a woke city, and that would be, Seattle. All reports are that Pete Carroll loves Drew Locke. I maybe he's dating Pete Carroll's daughter. I don't know. But nobody loves Drew Locke. I'm sorry. Drew Locke has been a very bad NFL quarterback by any statistical measure. But if you're Seattle, you're probably going to end up drafting one in Malik Willis, Desmond Ridder, whoever, Sam Howell. And then you got Drew Locke.
If you draft a quarterback, you're not bringing in Colin Kaepernick.
Somebody's going to have to sit out and hold a clipboard every week. Drew Locke gets hurt all the time. I don't think it's the worst thing in the world to bring him in for a look-see. You give him a shine. And don't forget, you get some media pub simply from bringing in Kaepernick. And guess what? Seattle's going to be in the toughest division in football. And, oh, by the way, Doug, they play the AFC West. The AFC West is unbelievably stacked. So there's a chance they go 0-4 against the AFC West. And maybe 0-6 against Arizona, San Fran, and the Rams. So now you're looking at 0-10. You're looking at a 3-win team. You give Kaepernick his 5 minutes of fame that he wants and give him a chance. Maybe he throws a pass and you get a lot of, Darren Revelle loves to mention this, free advertising and all this stuff.
We'll circle back to this, but that's an option. Your thought, you were good, and then you started spinning. The world started spinning off its axis there when you went to the let's get some positive media pub by throwing in Colin Kaepernick for a play.
And you get bashed by certain networks, which is great, right? You get bashed and you get love, so you get it all.
Yeah, I don't know how that helps the bottom line in any way, or helps you actually win football games, or gets you close to rebuilding. Let's get back to basketball with Jason McIntyre. I'm Doug Gottlieb. This is the Dan Patrick Show. Frank Isola joins us, of course, covered the league for years, longtime scribe. You can hear his SiriusXM show on NBA Radio. You can follow him on Twitter at the Frank Isola. Frank, let's start with Philly last night. How were so many so wrong about Toronto's ability to be competitive in this series?
Yeah, that's a good point. And maybe people were just looking back at last year's playoff series, that the last time we saw Philadelphia in the playoffs against Atlanta, the way they lost game 5 at home, the way that they lost game 7. I think Scottie Barnes going out is a big loss. But again, it's still only 2 home wins. If, you know, Toronto, you know, back in their building will be tough. And I think Joel Embiid just added a pretty good storyline, because him and Nick Nurse getting into it at the end of the game, and then Joel Embiid saying that he told Nick Nurse to stop complaining about calls. So I think that series is still going to have a little bit of juice when it goes to Toronto, even though right now Toronto's down 0-2.
Yeah, Frank, I would look at it as Toronto was a bad matchup for Philly because of all the wings. They could contain Harden. I don't think anybody anticipated Tyrese Maxey being the second best player, not even on Philly, but in the entire series. He looks incredible. Do you have now new thoughts on the Sixers? Can they push this Miami team? Hell, can they beat them next round?
Well, that's going to be the thing. The one, if you go back to last year's playoffs, Miami against Milwaukee, Giannis really bullied Bam Adebayo. Bam Adebayo is a terrific defender, but he's also 6'9". So they'll have some trouble if those two teams end up meeting in the second round. It's Philadelphia and Miami. Miami will have some issues with Embiid. And you brought up a good point about Maxey, who now has kind of become their third best player. And if you're going to have Tobias Harris as your fourth best player, that's pretty good. So they certainly have enough offense. You still wonder when Harden is going to get going. Like last night, you know, if you lose that game and you look at Harden's numbers, you're going to be, man, he's got to be better than that. But, you know, I still think, you know, Harden is going to have some really good moments. You know, I think it's funny because there's so much pressure on the Sixers. You know, if they don't go far, I don't think Doc will be the coach there. And obviously James Harden left the Brooklyn Nets, and the first thing he said was, I came to Philadelphia to give myself a better chance of winning a championship, which is kind of a slap in the face to Kevin Durant. So they have a lot of pressure on them, but you know, let's be fair, they've been pretty impressive their first two games.
I will say this, though. I believe players know, and I believe those stories to be true, that Durant knows I don't think he has the juice anymore. I just don't. And I think that's what we're seeing here is he's always struggled a bit in the playoffs because it's the game's officiated differently, but I'm not sure he's got the juice anymore. He was a great player, but you don't take care of yourself for that long and that many times. Now you start to get a little bit older. I think that's caught up with him or catching up with him. Not that he's washed, but the superstar James Harden days, I don't think are still around.
Yeah, Doug, I think there's a lot to that. And, you know, Harden, you know, is a terrific player. And the word is that he puts in the work. Now, I don't think he put in as much work during the offseason. And when he showed up at training camp in Brooklyn, he wasn't in great shape. And early on when he wasn't getting calls and he complained about that, but then he also revealed that he really didn't play much 5-on-5 over the summer because of that hamstring injury, which knocked him out for a couple of games against Milwaukee. And to his credit, he was playing on one leg in that second round series that they lost. But I also think, listen, he enjoys the spoils of being a rich single professional athlete where, he has a lifestyle where he likes to go out. He likes to hang out, but that catches up to some guys. Yep. You know, some guys, I remember covering a million years ago, Latrell Sprewell in New York, and Latrell could like burn the candle at both ends, be out all night. And he would come out, he'd be flying all over the court. It never affected him. But I think with a guy like Harden, that's something that he's going to have to watch because clearly he doesn't look the same as he did last year. And if you guys remember, when he first came to Brooklyn and he was playing every game and Durant was out and Kyrie was doing whatever Kyrie was doing, he was out as well. Everyone was talking about the MVP as being either Jokic or Harden. So there was a while there last season when Harden was playing at an MVP level. I don't think he's gotten back to that standard just yet.
Help us out with Frank Isola joining us. I covered the NBA for years at SiriusXM NBA Radio. Where are you on the Kyrie? Like, fans obviously, especially in that triangle of Philly, New York, and Boston, you're always going to have fans. And because he's antagonized and because of his time with the Celtics, you knew it was going to happen. But the double birds, the yelling, I'm not just going to push back against it. I'm going to talk back to it. Where are you on how Kyrie's handling this?
You know, there's one thing to talk back to it. I think the hand gestures, I think that's a bad look. And obviously the league frowns upon that. You know, I remember covering a lot of playoff games at Madison Square Garden and two villains there for a long time were Reggie Miller and Alonzo Mourning. Reggie had a way of kind of probably engaging the fans a little bit more. Alonzo Mourning really didn't go down that road. They just kind of accepted it, took it, and they just carried on. They didn't really ever talk about it. You know, Kyrie also has to take a little responsibility here from this standpoint. Last year when they played their final game in Boston before taking the Celtics out in five games, he stomped on the center court logo, Lucky, and kind of wiped his feet there. This year he said that the Celtic fans are like a scorned girlfriend who don't understand why I broke up with them. So he's kind of fed into it, almost in a good-natured way. So it's almost encouraging the fans and poking them a little bit. It clearly didn't affect his play for the most part, I would say, in the game on Sunday because he had a great game. But I also wonder, you know, he hits that three with 45.9 seconds to go. And at the time, it looked like a dagger three, and then the last 40 seconds for the Nets were a disaster. But on their last offensive possession, is he thinking at that time, I'm going to stick it to the fans one more time because he dribbled himself into no man's land. Then he passed it out to Durant and, had to shoot a bailout three late in the shot clock, which obviously started the fast break where the Celtics get the game-winning basket. So maybe that in that last moment, maybe he got a little too caught up. It's clearly bothering him because he's responding to everything.
Yes.
And he kind of has rabbit ears. And even that video of him walking off the court at halftime where, the one fan, who's a knucklehead, yells out, Kyrie, you stink. I'm putting stink in parentheses. Kyrie's response – that, he really raised it to a different level.
Whoa!
I love that. Frank, listen, you're a New Yorker. You love that. Don't lie.
No, I don't. Listen, I don't. I think it adds to a playoff series, but I just think the league has to be careful here because I thought a story that kind of got underreported. Last week, Miles Bridges is walking up the court. Miles Bridges had a great year. He's a terrific player. He throws his mouthpiece at some fan who I'm sure the guy is probably a knucklehead and busting his chops the whole game. He misses and hits some young girl in the head.
Yeah.
And then his thing was, I didn't mean to hit her. I was throwing at somebody else. Is it that's still acceptable?
Yeah.
I just think that, the league's got to be careful with a lot of stuff. Last year when Russell Westbrook had popcorn dropped on them. Like, we had to pause for like a day and get lectured on how fans need to behave at games. It was treated as if the guy was throwing darts at Russell Westbrook. Now we have Miles Bridges throwing his mouthpiece and hitting some girl on the side of the head. You know, his disgusting, you know, wet mouthpiece, saliva all over it in the age of COVID. And that story didn't even – he didn't get suspended for that, believe it or not. I thought there was a chance he might get a three-game suspension. I know he got fined, but I just think – I understand that the fans probably take liberties a little too much, but the players also just have to be careful. The last thing you want is another malice in the palace.
Yeah, no, Frank, let me ask. Kyrie Irving, and this is a tough word for some people to digest when I say it, but is he – just absolutely overrated? Because I know he's an incredible talent. Like, he's great at dribbling the basketball, getting to the bucket, finishing. He's a great scorer. But is he overrated as a player? Because he never wins anything. And Frank, I've been pushing this narrative today. If they lose this series, this is all going to be on Kyrie Irving. Because guess what? He's the one who built this team. He fired the last coach, Atkinson. He wants all the smoke from Boston fans. You know, listen, Kevin Durant's the best player on the team, and Kevin Durant's like watching Kyrie Irving in the fourth quarter. I know he brought them back, but if he cannot get them out of the first round, this is a guy who was unvaccinated, which is why they're the seventh seed to begin with. Is overrated too strong of a word to describe Kyrie Irving?
I think it is. I will say this, and Doug mentioned it before, where players know, and you hear players talk about Kyrie, you know, they talk about his skill level. I think the biggest issue with Kyrie is that he just doesn't play enough. And when he does play, you know, there are some games, especially on the defensive end, where he's just not as engaged. So if you go back to that that TNT game back on, what was that, I think it was early March when they played Philadelphia. There was a big thing about, you know, Kyrie Irving against James Harden. Clearly there was an issue there. And Kyrie was so engaged. I mean, he locked up Harden. That game was over by the first quarter. And I thought at the time, you know, Kyrie has the ability.
Yep.
If he defended like this on most nights.
Yep.
And we know he's a terrific offensive player.
But
he
don't.
If he played 70 games a year, he would be an MVP candidate.
Listen, Frank, Brad Stevens told me, and this is back when he was playing for him, he's like, Kyrie could lead the league in assists every single year. I was like, why doesn't he? He's like, you're going to have to ask Kyrie that one. But, you know, there's a bit of an enigma there. And we have to, if you're just being honest, you just call it like it is. The last two baskets were scored right over him. Layups right by him. Now, he's not a rim protector, but his defense was soft on the first possession. And then he did, you know, it wasn't totally his fault at all with the ball watching. But he was ball watching and missed what could have been a steal and wasn't in position to make Tatum go through his body. So, but man, I mean, there's magic happens when he does have the basketball. Frank, great stuff. Look forward to hearing your show a little bit later on Sirius XM. Thanks so much for joining us on the Dan Patrick Show.
Take care, guys.
All right, that's the great Frank Isola joining us on the Dan Patrick Show. With Jason McIntyre, I'm Doug Gottlieb. Let's circle back to the Kaepernick thing. Okay, we'll circle back to the Kaepernick thing. Should he get a shot? Seattle is what Jason said. I'll give you my thoughts next.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
Well, it's halftime, and the scoreboard's not looking good. You're feeling low. You're not sure you can pull out the win. But that's when you dig deep. Lift your head up. You say to yourself, time to get back in the game. Pull off some bank heists. Take as much of your friend's money as you possibly can.
See, and that's right. The smash hit mobile game Monopoly Go lets you compete with your friends to get the most riches and the biggest empire. It's the Monopoly you love, but on your phone, anytime, with tons of new twists, including leaderboards to compare your progress to your buddies. There's so much to do.
Yeah, you could play countless dynamic Monopoly boards. You can make your friends bankrupt by smashing their landmarks with a wrecking ball. That's new. I don't remember that from the old Monopoly game, but it sounds awesome. And you can charge players rent for your iconic properties. Great.
You can even work with your friends to crack open community chests and in tournaments to get extra rewards and climb the leaderboard. I'm in for sure.
So get out there, put on your game face, download Monopoly Go right now for free at the App Store or Google Play. Let's go.
This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise set several generations after the last installment, in which apes are the dominant species. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape will fight for the future of apes and humans alike and embark on a journey that will redefine the planet. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and in theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
We know that quality sleep is essential, and that's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs, so you can choose what's right for you and your partner whenever you want. Two beds in one, firmer or softer on each side, you decide. And it helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature as well, quiets their snoring, so you stay sleeping comfortably all night long. Sleep Number does everything. My Sleep Number setting is 75. Sleep Number smart beds learn how you sleep. They provide personalized insights to help you sleep better. You will never need another bed. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now save 40% on the Sleep Number limited edition smart bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com. You've probably put this off long enough. It's time to replace your tires. Tire Rack has the tires that will elevate your game. Touring tires for commuting comfort. How about performance tires for sporty handling? All terrain if you're going on and off-road adventuring. Go to TireRack.com and get started. You're not sure where to begin? I suggest the easy-to-use tire decision guide. Get a personalized tire recommendation, the right tires for how and what and where you drive. Choose from the full lineup of Toyo tires. Ship fast and free to a recommended installer near you, or choose the convenience of mobile tire installation. They bring the tires to your home or office and install them on site. Go to TireRack.com/Dan. You'll see the Toyo test results, tire ratings, and consumer reviews. And be sure to check out all the current special offers. Great tires and a great deal. What more could you ask for? That's TireRack.com/Dan. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
Doug Gottlieb and Jason McIntyre in for Dan, the Danettes, Dan Patrick Show, Fox Sports Radio. We talked with Frank Isola. That was great. We'll get back to the Kyrie Irving and the enigma that is. Talk some Golden State Warriors. Some quietly, again, Phoenix Suns just eviscerating an opponent. And Chris Paul, the point guard, doing what he does. And, of course, Jalen Brunson was amazing last night. So we got some NBA talk. We've discussed and we'll continue to discuss these three young wide receivers in the final year of their rookie contracts who are kind of locking arms and wanting the market, you know, to catch up with them. But I do think that, like, Jason, I'm with you. I mean, in your initial reaction, when I heard the Kaepernick thing, and I'm just, you know, when he went and threw footballs at Michigan, I was like, I think the...
Well, wait,
the
hold on. Time out, Doug. Hold on. He threw footballs at Michigan. I was unaware of that. I just remembered... I said in the last segment, you got to partner up with guys that know you. Jim Harbaugh.
Yeah.
Kaepernick.
Yeah.
I wonder if Harbaugh had got to the league this past offseason, which sounded like it was more, I want more money as opposed to I want to go to the NFL. That was his guy.
I think he thought he was getting that Minnesota gig. I think he did. And I think the GM, who of course had worked with him some in San Francisco, I think he just decided to go a different way.
Oh, that's a bummer for Cap, honestly. Because Minnesota, there was some talk that they could move on from Kirk Cousins.
They're not moving on from Kirk Cousins.
Well,
look at the numbers. There's just no way. They had to re. I think
what numbers? The Vikings missing the playoffs again, or
no? The numbers in terms of that contract's so bad, they actually had to redo it. So it in the future, it's not as bad. Mm. But it's just so prohibitive against the cap. There's no way. Plus, they like him. They think he's good. They don't think he's the problem. He may not be the solution, but he's also not the problem.
He definitely is not the solution. I mean, listen, good quarterback, top 15 quarterback, but that's, I mean, they're not making the playoffs. The defense is terrible.
You just went from he's not the solution to top 15 quarterback.
Yeah, top 15 quarterback. What is that going to get you? 15 teams don't make the NBA NFL playoffs. Like, I don't know that he is the solution. Who would you rather have going forward, Kyler Murray or Kirk Cousins? Whoa, you got to think that one over?
Mm-hmm. And I like
no-brainer.
Kyler Murray.
I like Murray a lot.
But, dude, he was, and I know he was banged up, but he was bad at the end of last year, and he was worse at the end of this year.
When again, you took no DeAndre Hopkins!
When you took DeAndre Hopkins away from him,
okay,
he was better.
Derek Carr, because Kyler Murray's on the rookie
Derek
deal.
Carr.
So. Derek Carr. Or Kirk Cousins.
Derek Carr.
There you go.
But not by
Derek Carr made the
not
playoffs.
Not by a ton. Not
Derek
by
Carr
a ton.
Made the playoffs throwing to Hunter Renfrow and a couple of guys that drive for DoorDash in the offseason, bro. Like, Derek Carr's a good quarterback and underrated. By the way, Raiders are going to be good.
Darren Waller was hurt.
He missed half the season, didn't he?
I understand. Darren Waller's pretty good. Okay. I'm like, look, they make the playoffs. It was awesome. And it's about his leadership. But, like, he's still the fourth best quarterback in that division?
yes, he is.
Yes. Like, let's not go crazy because the Raiders somehow miraculously made the playoffs.
It's interesting. We'd both rather have Derek Carr than Kirk Cousins. And again, I'm not going to hammer this point home. I mentioned it with Kyrie. Unvaccinated. I think if you were to ask, if you gave some truth serum to Zimmer, I guarantee you he'd bring up the unvaccinated stuff with Kirk Cousins. I guarantee it. By the way, the Carson Wentz unvaccinated ticked off the Indianapolis Colts front office to no end.
No question.
When they missed the playoffs, it was get this guy away from me.
There's no question. Okay. And what the non-vax, you know, shout at the wind guys have to understand is, again, it's a lot like the Mel Kiper Jr. Like, look, man, we told you this was the deal. You knew it's the deal. Football is the ultimate team sport. To be a good teammate, that's what you have to do, and he didn't do it.
That said,
it's like everybody wants to replace a quarterback. Do you have one waiting in the wings? You know? And you just don't. It's hard to find a guy. It's really hard to find a guy.
The quarterbackless wilderness is brutal. Ask the Miami Dolphins.
Oh, I mean, the Bears.
Lose Dan Marino.
The Bears have been searching for years.
Jets.
They never really had one.
Jets, baby. I got my Jets t-shirt on today.
I mean, look, the Browns just gave a ridiculous contract to a guy who hadn't played in a year and had two ACLs and 22 civil suits against him because they need one. They're in that desert.
Yeah.
All right. We'll get out of that desert, and we'll get to, is Steph Curry and the Warriors back? That's next to the Dan Patrick Show.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
What makes a Mercedes-Benz EV different? Electric is what gets you there, but Mercedes is what moves you. Like no other automaker can. The vehicle, all electric. The feeling, all Mercedes. The choice is all yours. Learn more at mbusa.com/EQ.
What do the most successful growing businesses have in common? They're working together in Slack. Slack is where work happens, with all your people, data, and information in one AI-powered place. Grow your business in Slack. Visit slack.com to get started.
With the new Dexcom G7, you can achieve better diabetes results without painful finger sticks. It sends your glucose numbers to your compatible phone or watch, so you can always see where you are and where you're heading. See how food and exercise affects your glucose, making it easier to spend more time in range and lower your A1C. Take control of your diabetes with the number one recommended CGM brand. It's easy to get started today at Dexcom.com. That's Dexcom.com.
Dexcom data on file 2023. If your glucose alerts and readings from the G7 do not match symptoms or expectations, use a blood glucose meter to make diabetes treatment decisions. For a list of compatible devices, visit Dexcom.com/compatibility.